Rwanda. It was the centerpiece of a lot of news attention back in 1994. A bloody civil war, tens of thousands of Rwandans were slaughtered there. There were nightly images of emaciated refugees dying of disease, dying of starvation, and children, oh, you just couldn't forget the children. Many of those kids had lost everything in the carnage. Well, Billy Graham's son, Franklin Graham, took a medical team to try to help there. And I heard him tell about one little girl he said he could never forget. And I don't think I will. He was in this rebel camp, and he was walking by an army truck, and he noticed this one little girl sitting in the back of it, and she was just rocking back and forth. And she was singing something very softly, but in a language Franklin couldn't understand. And there was a soldier standing by there, paying no attention to the girl, and Franklin said, "What happened to this little girl?" And he said, "Oh, the same as all the others. She's got nobody left." Franklin said, "Well, would you do me one more favor? Would you tell me what she's singing?" And the soldier seemed a little annoyed, but he listened for a minute, and he said, "Yeah, it's..." And then he went on to translate it. And when he translated the song, it was clear. This little Rwandan orphan had not lost everything. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about unlosable. The soldier, after hearing this song, sung by that little orphan girl, said, "Yeah, it's something about Jesus loving her." And Franklin said, "Is it Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so?" "Yeah, yeah, that's it." And with her world torn apart, with every human who loved her gone, this precious little victim had one unlosable relationship. Do you? They couldn't take Jesus away from her. Now our word for today from the Word of God, Romans chapter 8. It begins by talking about the worst things that could happen to you in your life. And in verse 37 it says, "We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nothing in the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Wow, listen to that. A love you can never lose, a love that will never lose you. Jesus is the unlosable person that we've been looking for our whole life. Actually, we're built to belong to our Creator. And if it weren't for Jesus, we would never have that possibility of that heart-satisfying relationship. But see, there's this gap between God and us. It's called sin. It's the self-rule of our lives. It could be summed up in those words, "I did it my way." So the God that we're built by and for is out of our reach until that sin bill is paid. Talk about love, though. God's only Son came to remove the only thing that could keep us from his love, the death penalty for our sin. From the moment you say, "Jesus, I'm putting my total trust in you and what you did on the cross for me," you belong to God. You always will. Nothing in heaven, nothing in hell, nothing on earth can end that relationship. God has guaranteed it. Quite some time ago, my wife and I spent a week at a little house on the Jersey Shore. It was like a mini honeymoon, and 2 weeks later, she came down with a life-threatening case of hepatitis. I'll never forget the night when she almost died. I realized this one person who would never choose to leave me might not have any choice about it that night. I'm so grateful God spared her and gave her back to me, but that night I realized that the closest thing I have on earth to an unlosable person was losable. But you know what? Since that day came the day that I did lose her. But I was still able to sing, "Jesus loves me, this I know." I hope you can too. You probably never thought you'd learn anything from a little Rwandan orphan girl, but she was hanging on to Jesus with all her heart. Maybe it's time for you to do that. And I'd love to help you know how. Just join me at our website, anewstory.com. Isn't it time you grabbed Jesus' hand? Because that's the only hand that will never let you go.